Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all,
you just threw to me, and I was like, I got nothing. Where am I?
Y'all,
am I doing a show? You just yelled at me, and you made me eat a throat coat lozenge because I was dying.
Because you were hacking up. It's our, y'all. It's our last show in New York City, and we're a little delirious. I think.
Yeah,
it's been a really wonderful trip. We're in my room, and there's a stranger sitting on my bed.
Sounds hot.
No, we do have, my friend is visiting, and so my friend Susan is sitting, she's going to.
Silent producer.
She said she doesn't want to be on the show, although she fervently watches Big Brother, and I'm like, I could just hand the mic to her for your
you
Big Brother
corner.
Because
I haven't watched.
Hasn't watched.
Well, also, we're recording this on Saturday. And usually I talk about Sunday's show because that's usually one of the biggest shows. But y'all, I will not be doing a corner. I'll be talking about it this week when I'm on my own. When you're in
on my own,
I did it here for me.
Wandered in this way,
and I never wanted to be with me.
Bitch, Patti Bells can still sing.
She still can. You know what? And I gotta say, they're not sponsoring this show, but shout out if you're in the New York area, the tri-state area, to Southpaw Sweets. Our friend Susan is a baker, and she makes really great cookies and candies and favors for weddings. I've ordered many a times. I think I got Poodle.
Get yours today.
Would you make lube cookies for Poodle if he ever got married?
Her face says no.
Anyway, Southpaw Sweets, follow them on Instagram. And again, is it called the tri-state area? Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're in the tri-state area,
because
she'll ship anywhere in California, wherever.
It's Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New York.
You should have her.
What is the tri-state area?
Jersey.
I always forget Jersey.
We went and saw O Mary with Mary Payne. Be sure to check our memes because Caitlin did a little thing of Mary Payne on Mary Todd Lincoln. But also we saw Once Upon a Mattress last night.
It was lovely.
It was wonderful. It's coming to LA, so see it then, or if you're in New York, see it. But then
Sutton Foster was pretty incredible. We kind of forget what broad comedy is. And like the physical comedy was unbelievable between her and Michael Urie.
And he was great too.
And the King.
Yes.
He was mute.
Who was that actor?
I don't know. He was he's an old character actor, but what's her name?
Susan can just grab things for me. I love it.
Why am I blanking on her name? She was on Saturday Night Live.
David Patrick Kelly.
Lovely.
Was King Sexton.
Why am I blanking?
Your Lady Larkin?
No, the Queen. Why am
the
I?
Queen. Oh, Anna Gasteyer.
Anna Gasteyer, of course.
Yeah,
she was incredible.
She
I don't
was
know why
wonderful.
I would miss that.
It was really fun, y'all.
Everyone was great. Will Chase.
I cried at the end just because I was moved.
Nikki Renee Daniels.
I was moved.
Amy Sherman Palladino.
So tired.
Who was Lady Larkin? Not Nikki Renee Daniels. Am I making that up?
Lady Larkin was, it was Nikki Renee Daniels.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she was wonderful.
And Daniel Breaker, who was
the jester.
He was the mule in Shrek.
Donkey.
Donkey. The donkey in Shrek. So
mule. I can see Shrek saying, "Hello, mule." We're so bunchy. I'm sorry. Also, check out, we're going to give you a couple details on our cruise, what I called
I like it.
Poop deck scoop.
I don't know if Mary Payne loved it because it had the word poop in it.
I wanted to call it poop deck poop. Mm-mm. But poop deck scoop, where we took our night, our cruise with the cast of 90 Day Beyonce.
The cover art that Christina did was great.
Was based on Anything Goes.
It was.
It's like it looks only like Mary Payne is Reno Sweeney.
You and not only three other homosexuals.
Christina told me she was inspired by that.
I know.
I hate to tell you.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that. I loved it.
We can say a couple of things, but
it's on RG Plus or it's on RG Plus or Pink Shades Prime. It's on our $5 level just because y'all we kind of have a little bit of under the skirt and spill some tea.
We do, and we can't let it really get out.
Yeah. But let's see, some things that we can talk about. Poodle hogged Andre, y'all.
I did.
Like,
I want to hog his hog.
He cornered that man.
He is a man mountain.
He is.
And the way he kind of looks at you, first of all, it looks like he kind of wants to rough fuck you.
Yeah, that's how he looks at you, yeah. You don't know if he wants to fight you or rough fuck you.
It's my favorite look from a man.
It is your favorite look. He was very sweet to me.
He was kind of surprisingly kind.
It was very kind.
But he did say, look at this river. I was reading and doing some research because, of course, can you imagine how many bodies are down here?
He did say that.
I would have been really good on the mob. Really good on mobster.
I really enjoyed talking to Libby. We had a really good conversation.
I didn't, but I only talked to her.
You didn't talk to her very...
Well, talked to her very briefly. She's exactly like she is on the show, y'all.
Really, everybody was that we met, but she...
You know who wasn't?
We talked a lot about her family and how she deals with them and like kind of got into some little deep discussion. I really liked her.
I said, you know what? I said, you do actually have, even though I've made fun of her voice a lot and how affected it was, I said, you do have a good voice. I didn't say... good voice in there, but she's like, I know, I do have a good vibe.
They've got confidence. We saw the part.
I saw your sister's buttholes, though.
No,
we did not.
Mary Payne wanted to say that. Yeah. We did. We didn't talk to David and Annie very much. We love them.
She was really sick,
but
she's pregnant.
Y'all, she was such a trooper. I was
sick too.
That boat was really rocky.
It was rocking.
But no, we talked to them. We made. If you haven't checked our social media. Caitlin came up with this hilarious idea for a meme, and they all participated in it, and it was so fun.
It's that, hey, when you've just talked shit about people for your career, and the people are now, the people you talk shit about are now having to meet you in person.
Yeah, it was great.
A lot of them didn't know us, so that was kind of nice.
Yes, it was great. I probably talked the longest to Lauren and Alexi.
I was distracted by Lauren's adult braces, I'm not going to lie. But she was so sweet.
I told her, I walked up and smiled.
She was
and said,
so
I got
sweet
too.
And fun.
Yeah, we talked about adult braces. We talked a little bit about plaque surgery. But then we talked about, she really, I flat out asked her, I said, is your mother, your mother seems terrible to you. And she said, you know, she was like, yeah, she's a Jewish mother, and that's what they kind of focus on. She's like, but she's a wonderful, wonderful mother and a wonderful grandparent. She's like, she's so supportive of us. She's like, they don't really show that. So I thought that was nice that she said that.
They're going to show the worst parts because, and I
Can
said-
Can you imagine what you would be on reality TV, what they would show from you?
Or, oh God, I would be an absolute monster. That's why when I get on Big Brother-
They would never show
I'm
your
gonna
nice
be,
part.
I'm going to be hated. I'm going to be like,
Susan, do you agree with that? Well, yeah, she
reviled.
Susan will try to defend you online and then you'll get canceled. Like
people will say just a disgusting human being. I guarantee you they'll show all the worst possible moments because I'll give them a lot because once I've been cooped up with the same amount of people, I start losing any amount of inhibitions. They say you forget you're in camera because you just you become real.
You've been on camera a lot.
Y'all, and you don't want to see me when I'm real. Oh. Actually, I'm pretty real.
I think you're pretty real.
But like real, real. Oh my God. Oh,
that's like that shopping site Mary Payne told me about.
The Real Real.
There's a shopping website called The Real Real.
The Real Real.
I don't know. Anything else we want to drop?
I was going to say, we talked to two new cast members from B90 who haven't had their stories
told yet.
Vanya, who was wearing this like pink like dress with low cut.
She's a belly dancer, so she was like in character.
She is technically American, but she came here from Bosnia with her family 17 years ago. And so now she is with a Bosnian man named Bojo, a basketball player.
Pretty hot, yeah.
We're gonna see their story.
She's stunning.
And also Joe, the Italian guy.
He
was so cute.
You were
so
gross with him.
I was really flirty with him.
You were disgusting. Like
as disgusting as when you were doing mutuals with the guy from production.
What? He was nice. What? We're neighbors.
You were
he lives five blocks from me.
But to actually...
I wanted to know if we had mutual friends, and he thought... I wasn't hitting on him. He's like this
No. It wasn't
cute,
even that.
But he was so young.
You went through his entire...
I was like, look at our mutual friends.
Instagram mutuals.
Mary Payne said she's on the fence. I don't know why you have a problem with it. I will do that with anyone. If I follow you, I want to see
it. I'm just saying it was kind of a... And at one point, I saw him look to his producer friend like, help.
Well, no, but that's how I found out that my... He did not. He followed...
Yes,
he followed me back.
I don't think he had a choice at that
point.
That's
how my friend Damona and James, we all became friends and started... Because we realized through social media we knew each other.
But I'm saying... What you did, we had to wait while you went through. I know him and I know her. Oh, yes, I know her.
We had to wait while you screamed, oh, this gift bag will hold all my lube. And a woman was repulsed.
I did that later.
No, Mary Payne said she was embarrassed. Anyway,
so what?
We had a wonderful, we did talk to Daddy Sharp and we did talk to the president of TLC. Poodle did not try to flirt with him. We also talked to y'all. He doesn't get a lot of shout out, but we talked to Dan Adler, who is basically he and Matt Sharp that make all these shows.
I really liked talking to him.
I loved talking to him. We talked a little bit about Lalu, but we couldn't do it around. It was very secretive because it's not a TLC show. But
if you want to listen to our Sunset Cruise with the cast of 90 Day Fiancé on Poop Deck Scoop, it's on RG Plus.
RG Plus, the $5 level.
But we basically told you most of it now. But
No, we didn't. We didn't. Really, again, thank you to TLC. Thank you to Nicole, Jackie, Cassie for inviting us.
We felt very grateful. Actually,
honestly, I felt like Darcy. It was an honor. Inspiring. It was so happy to be
here.
Hashtag
Bodrum.
It was wonderful. It was great. I'm not going to tell you what she said, but we did meet Brandon and Julia, and Julia's crazy. She's wonderful. So anyway, listen to all that. All right.
She is crazy. I did do, I go Russia, right in her face. She's like, that is me. That's how I sound.
That's me, yeah. All right. Okay, let's jump into
this. Now let's jump into Toe.
Y'all,
this episode called?
90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, season 6.
Susan just laughing. I go, and what is this episode?
Because we're not prepared at all.
That was very Jiminy Glick going, and what's your name again?
What's your name again?
I love when he does that.
What movie were you just in? I don't know her. Okay, season 6, episode 12, No Hard Feelings?
No hard feelings.
It's with a question mark.
Let's talk about Shekinah and Sarper.
All right.
What I want you to talk about when we get to the therapy session, what was your rating of this therapist?
Better than, I would say, a good kind of like on a scale of one to five, I would give her 3.75 stars.
3.75 stars.
That's what I would give her.
I always like it when we do that, and then we realize that
no one knows Star Search.
No one below the age of 45 remembers Star Search with Ed.
Ed McMahon. Before American Idol.
I'm so punchy.
So punchy.
I got banged last night.
All right. Well,
yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Like 2:30. That's 11:30 my time.
Sure.
Anyway, Sarper's basically telling Shekinah, so my behavior was wrong, and Shekinah tells me that she's willing to work on us. Y'all, he opens up the trunk, his car trunk. He's driving there. Mm-hmm. It is his bottle collection.
All of his bottles.
He goes,
from.
Will you help me destroy them?
It made me laugh a lot that Shekinah couldn't break a bottle.
And here's the issue. And I went, I don't know how healthy this is, but
I think it's good for him.
It is, but I think it's good for him to, because he has that counting and collecting and amassing. I wish this was done in conjunction with a therapist, because this is actually a big deal for him, mm-hmm. and he probably has a lot of anxiety about
it. So I think what you're saying, too, is...
When I talk about healthy.
He's just throwing away the bottles, but we would love to see him actually process the emotion behind
exactly.
the bottles.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I was talking about healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder what it's going to do with him in, like, to take the time to do it
yeah.
without it. So... Yeah. And she's like, I'm so glad that these bottles represent women to Sarper. I think it's so much more than that.
Well, she makes a great point. I gotta say, I really, again, she needs more empathy. But other than that, I agree with a lot.
Especially in the therapy scene.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I do agree with also how she's holding her boundaries. And also, because she's right when she says, this is a great step that he's doing this, but I'm wondering, but basically said the pattern is anytime he makes a mistake, he has to do something drastic.
That is true.
And
that
y'all,
was a good,
that
good
is a sign of people that do that, that it can be a sign, a cycle of abuse. So I agree with that. They put on gloves and glasses. They're throwing things. And he says, he's throwing, he's like, this deletes my past. This is my freedom.
One bottle. Two bottles.
And Sarper's like, watching them explode was helping my anger. And it is kind of, I think Shekinah not being able to break a bottle.
That was a metaphor.
What a symbol.
What a symbol.
That, and I think he's going to go further in therapy than she will.
I think so. By the way, if you hear children screaming, the people next door to me, let their children scream in the room.
This
constantly.
Hotel is so international because we're close to Times Square. Mm-hmm. It is full of Irish, Dutch.
A lot of New Zealand. I talked to several New Zealand people.
And of course, you've been talking to everyone here.
Oh, yeah. I said bye to this woman when we went in the lobby. I said, I'll see you. Have a
you
good
said
hotel, Paul.
Like, have you had a relationship with this woman?
We talked about New Zealand. We talked to the elevator, and then I stepped out of the elevator, and then
you
talked to the hallway.
You probably asked a question. She's like, are there sheep there? I hear that. That's when the Lord of the Rings was filmed.
Well, no, I talked to her about that. You know, we have my friend created that show, and so we're talking about that. And she said, New Zealanders have a lot of hair. That's how you know someone's from New Zealand. I don't know if that's true or not, but she said, lots of hair.
Again, that's Scottish.
Okay, well, sounds New Zealand to me.
New Zealand, it's a little bit, it's where the guys from Fly the Conchords
are from. It's where by Australia, it's an island, yeah. What do you mean where it is?
So Sarper is, and one more surprise, y'all, he is burning his black book.
That shocked me. Were you surprised when he did that?
I am, but at the same time, it's almost like he's been pushed. I wonder if the reason why I say it's, I don't know how healthy this is, and I don't know if their relationship can be called a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's a little bit, I wonder if he'll have regrets or will he resent her for making, kind of forcing him to do it.
Possibly.
Even though she's not really forcing him.
When I think
this was a way to keep her.
Yes. And I think he thinks the act of doing it will then solve it.
Yeah.
Like if I don't emotionally process, if I just throw this out, then I won't feel these emotions anymore.
Yeah. I did write,
not good.
Oh my God, do you know how hard this is for him? Because this is a visual and a tangible representation of his entire life and worth.
And I do wish Shekinah would showed up in that and said, she said, thank you.
I know
you,
how hard this is for you.
But I wish she even said, I know this is really hard. And just been a little more like, even if she, but she's still so cold to him.
She just
And she's like, you did this, but there's still more you have to
do
to win
me
back.
She takes the carrot and just holds it back.
You can put a boundary up and still be kind.
Yeah. But then he's like, this is the beginning of your therapy. And she's like, will you go? And he's like,
if you say so.
If you say so.
And then she refuses to come home with
him. She says, and this is true, she said, I need you to want to do this. Y'all, sometimes though, and I speak from experience, usually it is very rare that both people in a couple want to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Usually someone else is dragged.
Issuing the old tomato.
And it is true. The old, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old tomato. The
what is this? It's an old tomato. You gave me an old tomato. Yeah,
did you get it, Susan? Ultimatum? I didn't know if you got it. Okay. Yeah, you got it.
She
okay.
did immediately.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Thank you.
You know, Susan, you know. But
I'm sorry my humor is so oblique.
No, it's that she's had a Bloody Mary. She's a little drunk. No, but it usually is the person that wants to go to therapy that you're right, that ends up a lot of times growing the least or at first having, because they feel right.
Yeah.
They feel validated.
She really does feel
and
right.
So when they bring the other person in, then they go, oh, wait. I brought you here to see and validate my feelings, but I have to see and validate and yours.
I'll be honest. I wish the therapist had pushed back at what she was saying to Sarper.
Yeah. And maybe she did. We didn't see it, but
that's
it's
true.
It's always weird when they do, because it's not like they can do a real therapy session.
No.
I feel like it's got to be bookended for
TV. Any therapist who's going to volunteer to be on TV will know that you're not really going to get an active or an accurate portrayal of the session.
I do love that she kind of said, I love him, but I love myself more. I was like, good for you, because she's had a lot of things in her life where she doesn't. But let's talk about the therapy
session. She does say that Shekinah says going to therapy in Turkey for men especially means you're weak.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she understands that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're seeing Soraya, which is the name
Soraya,
of the Soraya. Soraya. They called the wind Moraya. I love that song.
It's pretty.
This is what happens, Susan. It just is.
It's true.
There's the Soraya in Northridge. The big
what's that?
The big performance hall.
Oh.
That's what it's called. Anyway.
Why would I go to Northridge?
They have a lot of people, like Pei Lupone was there.
They pay good money, and that's why you went to work there?
No,
did
I've
you
seen
work shows
people there.
Oh, you've only seen people there. They did Northridge. Have the earthquake in Northridge. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Way to bring it down, Susan.
Well, Susan.
No, a lot of people died
well,
in that earthquake.
Thanks, Susan.
A lot just, of people died in Northridge.
We just had an earthquake this week, so way to bring it up.
Jesus.
Okay.
Someone who lives in Northridge got brought back to that day.
Just went, no!
All right.
Wow.
So anyway,
hey,
Sarper says,
sad. My cousin
the therapist
just died
says,
today.
The therapist says, what brings you here? And Sarper says,
I am a control freak. I overreact when something is out of control.
I'm surprised he can be this honest about how he feels.
Yeah, I agree.
And they talk about the vanity issue, the fight. And Sarper said, I just want to make you happy. And you weren't accepting it. And Shekinah tells him, it became really bad. He grabbed my phone and then pulled up my extension. He goes, not intentionally.
Which is good that he said that. That's important.
And the therapist says, well, how did you feel, Sarper, when she didn't want the vanity? He's like,
I was angry.
And she's like, but what was behind the anger? And it was like, the dog has to think for the first time. And he went,
I was disappointed. Or she was disappointed in me.
No, I'm glad he asked her to do that. But he did look at her kind of like, the way you looked at me when I said Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah.
You just kind of like, wait.
Was hosted Press Your Luck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just kind of cocked your head. Yeah. Like, that meme where dogs are watching their owners fart and they just don't know what's happening. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the meme where the dog has glasses on and looking at the computer.
I still...
All of the memes where dogs are looking at things quizzically.
It's true. I still wish we had a sissy who was a harp player that could play the Press Your Luck theme on the harp. That's still... I want to hear it now after you said that.
I don't like this discussion.
No, because you said Elizabeth Smart could play it on the harp during the show. Yeah.
Anyway, so this show's off the rails.
No whammies.
No whammies. So anyway, he says, I'd never done such a thing for a woman before, And then she refuses me. And she kind of said, so you felt rejected. And I wish that instead of trying to come up with some kind of pronouncement, I wish she would said, so you were thinking you felt rejected, instead of trying to like make a conclusion before the therapist said something. That's what I felt she was doing the whole time.
Yeah, she seemed very guarded. You know, she did say, I don't understand. Sometimes I'm sad or I'm angry or sad. And when I tell you that, then it makes you angry. But I wish the therapist kind of went into that of, because the therapist says you have to validate her feelings, but also it makes him angry because he feels like it's his fault, I bet.
The other thing she said, she kind of says, she is a strong character, Sarper says, she is a strong character, and so, but I want her to be submissive. And she's like, he's like, so you're saying that me having a voice and opinion is bad? He's like, yes. And she's like, that's not good, babe. And I'm like, that's the last thing you need to do is put a judgment on something right now.
Yeah. The therapist said what it's, I mean, but she's right. She's right. That
but
that's
to say
not, but
that's not
but
good.
But to shut him down, yeah.
It's the last thing you want is a value judgment right there.
I wish she would have said instead, you know what Shekinah needs to learn? She needs to learn more I statements. So instead of saying, that's not good, babe, it would have been much better if she said, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Or I'm not comfortable with that.
That hurts me when you say that.
That hurts my feeling. Like she, but it's hard for her to talk about I.
Very anyway. True. Because y'all, her past was not good, no. As we remember. And she's talking about to Sarper, what makes you angry? And he's like, seeing her upset. I only want her to be happy, and I only want to see her happy. And the therapist does the best thing she says. To make her happy, you need to validate how she feels. And he's like,
validate.
Like he never understand it.
And he's like, fear of losing her makes me crazy, that she doesn't love me enough. So it's all about his feelings of inadequacy. And this is what she kind of says at the end. You have the ability to make me sad, but you choose to make me sad. Sorry, you have the ability to make me happy, but you choose to make me sad way too often. And I was like, oh, I wish there was another way to say that.
Yeah, I'm glad they're going to therapy, and I'm sure the therapist, hopefully, if they're a good therapist, will turn things on her because she is kind of putting all the responsibility of their relationship's happiness on him.
And it's necessarily, especially when she said, you choose to make me sad. I don't think he's objectively choosing anything.
Y'all, Jake does not choose to be uncomfortable.
No, I am just uncomfortable.
I'm in a room, and I feel fine, and he's hot. I don't choose to talk to strangers.
No, you do. You do choose to do that.
I have to.
Y'all, the best thing is when he goes, so-and-so talk to me first. They never talk first.
They always do. Let's talk about somebody who's happy as well.
Statler and Dempsey. Meanwhile, on the ferry to hell.
Oh, God.
To the underworld.
Dempsey looked like, and still, she doubled down on being an asshole in this, I gotta say.
Well, the interesting thing here is...
kind of like Shekinah, not understanding where Statler's coming from at all.
But this is even worse, I feel like. It's all about Dempsey wanting to feel positive, happy, and excited. The worst thing here was that Statler was saying, I wish you could know what it's like to be in my body and how I'm feeling right now. And the only thing Dempsey could say is trying to solve her anxiety for her is by saying, it's not that you have anxiety, it's how you're dealing with it. And I was like, wow, that's a really,
she's having a panic attack.
Yeah.
You don't, talking about choice, there's not a lot of choice in a panic attack.
So we're, Statler is mid panic attack here. Statler's basically saying, Dempsey goes inside, and Statler says, she thinks my anxiety will be cured by a nice moment. That is 100% true. That is what Dempsey thinks.
True. That's very true.
And then she says, I feel like I was hitting a brick wall with her because it was affecting my mood. But if you love someone, wouldn't you want to support them when they're having a tough moment?
It's really... I am great at thinking of other people's perspective. This makes me think, I cannot put myself in Dempsey's shoes. This makes me think, something happened to Dempsey on the way to heaven, kind of like Shekinah, where she is compartmentalized and she cannot let herself feel any, quote, negative emotions. And,
or discomfort.
Yes.
Or it's almost thing, like yeah. she can't tolerate it.
She cannot tolerate it. Y'all, something happened. I don't know what happened in her carny life, but because it is...
She actually spent too many nights with the man running the tilt-a-whirl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something yeah. she can't even look at a fried Oreo.
Brings I don't up know if trauma. They have those in the UK.
What do they have? They probably have a fried...
pudding?
A fried pudding, a fried scone.
Probably not a fried scone. Maybe they do
fried,
have
fried... I don't know.
Fried spotted dick.
Fried spotted. And she said, so Dempsey says, Statler says, my anxiety in my past relationships has been a real problem. And Dempsey says, she didn't tell me she was anxious. She seemed a little scared. And I went, no, she did. We saw it in the van right there.
She said, she's freaked out. I don't like boats.
Yeah. Maybe she didn't say the word, I'm anxious. We could totally, and she said, she communicated this for once, because Statler doesn't do it. It was very clear. And Dempsey said, you know, she once said, I'm comfortable with my misery, with misery. And Dempsey said, that stuck in my head a lot.
You know, I think that is a way of Statler's looking at the world of that. Yeah, I'm comfortable with, and what people who are on, what she was basically saying, so not to speak for Statler here, but any kind of like ADHD situation, you have to be comfortable in being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And misery was just kind of hyperbole there. Maybe it is for her. But what she was probably saying to Statler, what Statler's saying to Dempsey is like, don't worry if I'm not excited mm-hmm. sometimes. I'm trying to process everything and I'm comfortable in that. I've learned how to do it. And Dempsey is saying, well, if she's going to be miserable all the time, I don't know how I'm going to deal with that because I feel like we both should be happy all the time.
And Dempsey looks at her and says, you're being rude and snappy and it's affecting my happiness. And then she looks at her and says, do you want to do any of this? Have you ever felt excited at any point? And I went, are you fucking kidding? She went in the van and Statler said, okay, now I feel happy about this. The van looks great. They went to the bee thing. Statler said, this is one of the best days of my life. So Dempsey is completely rewriting the past.
Yep. Then she even says, Statler said, I'm allowed to feel both excitement and anxiety. And Dempsey said, well, I want to be able to share my excitement with someone. And Statler finally says, can we have this conversation when we're not on a fucking boat, when I'm in the middle of a panic
attack?
And
Dempsey's like, no, because then we're going and we're going to do this. And Statler goes, we live in a van. We can just chill out and talk. They do. We live in a van down by the river.
So... Dempsey then says, you know, I don't like feeling like this. And I went, that's your problem.
That is your problem.
Can't you process this then?
I don't know. Maybe because...
I'm so happy Statler's not with her.
Yeah, we
what
think
a nightmare.
We've heard they're broken up. I think they still are.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. I got to say, like, she is not having a good turnaround this season.
And she basically says, Dempsey's like, well, I love life. I love, she said, I love the fight. I think that was some type of typo for my.
She says, I like to focus on the positive.
Yeah.
And I thought Dempsey lives in a life. I was like this when I was like, which makes me wonder about her. But I was like this when I was in like middle school. Like, you choose to be happy or choose to be sad. Like, you have, I know you never felt that way.
I was never that way.
You were never that child. You were looking at your wishing well when you were six, just wondering how can anyone even be happy?
I was.
Yes.
Why do world wars happen? How can people be happy when there's war?
Yeah, that was Poodle at six. So.
I was a dreamy, moody child.
I mean, I felt that way as a kid. And then maybe nothing, or maybe it's the opposite. You know, I didn't feel that way. And then my parents got divorced and you kind of go, oh, and things change. Maybe nothing bad has ever happened to Dempsey in her whole life. Maybe life's just been one beautiful carnival ride.
Then she would be a little bit more receptive, though. if she can't tolerate anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's when Dempsey said, "You haven't enjoyed any of this." And I went, "Shut up."
And then Statler says, "I just wish you could be in my body right now." Some other lines that I've used, okay. But in a different context.
You know, we actually have someone. It's gross when you say it, but when we have someone sitting it's here worse. Watching you say it.
I don't care. I'm going to say how I feel.
I
would expect nothing. Yeah. So Statler basically says, "Am I going to get broken up with in the middle of a panic attack in the middle of the ocean?" And I was like, technically, it's the English Channel.
Okay.
But that's okay. And then she says, "I can't do this right now. It's too much. If I was Statler, maybe she couldn't feel this way. I would just walk to the other side of the boat. There's no reason, y'all, you need to have a conversation when someone is forcing you to break your boundaries that way. There's no reason you need to have a conversation with gross. Someone like that."
And Dempsey says, "Well, maybe we just don't really get one another." And I said,
"That was so awful.
It was awful to say. It's very true. I don't think either, because I think Statler gets her more, but still doesn't fully understand her because it seems, I don't think they get one another at all.
Josh and Lily, this whole section is about her saying,
"Hey,
I need sex.
I needed some dick."
The thing about it is she's like, "So we're going to make our red bed." In other words, fuck me.
Fuck me. What is dick in Chinese? I would think you know that.
I don't know it.
That is shocking to me.
I know.
Really?
Usually I'm pretty good with...
Ask Siri, how do you say dick in Chinese? My Siri's off. Ask it.
This feels weird.
No, just ask.
Hey, Siri, how do you say dick in Chinese?
What does it say, I wonder?
I think... Okay, let me see. Oh.
How do you say it?
Do it again. Oh, God damn it.
Inting.
Heaty?
No, you couldn't hear it. It's like inting.
Inting.
No, it's not inti.
Well, I don't know. You're the one that can speak Chinese, not me.
Inting. I could speak very little of it. I could basically say.
I just thought you fucked somebody in China and learned it.
No, I did not.
No, well.
Although Grindr was blowing up in China.
I was blowing up. Thank you for not. Probably not the best to do that in China. We don't know.
In the COVID times.
Yeah, in the COVID times.
So Lily says, "Our wedding is coming up. We now need to make the bed red." And because
I'm looking for something.
Boy, that was a
red.
Voice break. Yikes.
Well, it was high. I went there.
So red sheets on the bed the night before the wedding is happiness, prosperity, and best wishes to the couple. And
she's like, "Do you like it?" And she kind of looks at him like, "Do you get it?
So the
you
idea,
get what I'm laying down here?
The idea
literally, laying
like,
down on the bed.
It's like, what you're saying is, I hate this guy. I hate his fake cluelessness. I hate his false sincerity. I can't stand him.
He doesn't trigger me like he triggered you.
He's a bad guy.
I laugh at them just because it's so clear that he speaks no Chinese, but she doesn't speak. Her English isn't great either, so I just think it's so stupid when people think they can be together in a relationship when they can't even speak, like, a language together halfway.
So they haven't had sex since he's been in China. How long has he been there?
I feel like he's been there for a week or so.
So
that's weird.
Question.
He needs to dick her down.
So let's not get tell-all, but where they were, like they were telling Gino, but... There's a question here of why it's not that we're asking why hasn't the question is she really wants it. Why? And she doesn't feel comfortable saying, she even says it is, "I feel embarrassed to ask for sex because in China, men always initiate sex."
Mm-hmm.
It is not for the women to do culturally.
Mm.
And she keeps saying, "I know you said you were tired. Maybe because you were feeling tired." And he's like, "Yeah, it's as soon as I lay down, get right to sleep. And it's the jet lag and it's this cold." And it's just, y'all, this guy always has something.
Sounds like he has a headache.
There is all, it's more than that.
No, but I mean like the metaphor when people
man
say I have a headache.
This man is put upon. And yeah. everything is like, and I wish I could work. And I wish I could do it. That's why I'm a complete loser. It's everything is an excuse.
I would not be happy if someone was there for a week and we hadn't made love yet.
And they hadn't seen each other in person in how long. And they're married.
And they're married, yeah.
This is something's wrong. Anyway.
I think there's more to the story, yeah.
So she says, I don't think you want to make love or you don't love me or you don't like my body. He's like, no. And then he says, I love your body because I'm with you. Which is a really weird thing to say. In other words, but I'm with you.
I didn't take it that way. I took it like that's. I'm with you because I love your body. I love you. I want to. I took that as like, I'm here because I want to be
with
you.
It was a weird construction.
It was a weird. But what was the weird part for me about it is was saying that I'm here. That's enough. Instead of showing her
then,
through actions.
Then he's like, but I always compliment you. Because so that's all you need to know for me to say I like your body. I always compliment you.
I still think there's a little, I don't love him either, but I do think there is a little bit of, not delusion, but I do think we're not as severe as Dempsey, but it does feel like Lily, because again, I go back to, unless he lied, which he could have, the whole house thing, and we see, it does seem like she kind of constructs narratives in her mind, or silence is not good for her. It's like she creates more to the story than it's there. I do get
but
a little bit of that.
They're
from her.
Married, and she was saying, we haven't had sex.
I'm talking about this, but as far as like when she like took it to like, do you love me and all that? I understand. And I don't mean it as like a dig against her. I'm saying that like the anxiety of her thoughts bubble up and she doesn't talk about them, so it builds. And he doesn't seem to understand that.
I think this is a normal thing. Like, are you not attracted to me?
Oh. I can maybe go like 5 days. I don't think you'd make 48 hours of somebody showing up.
Yeah. And she's like, maybe you're just tired. He's like, yes, I'm both tired and sore. I have everything, Lily. I am so put upon.
He's a martyr. That's for sure.
Oh, I can't stand this guy. And at one point she went, I won't.
He's
like, just a couple more days, honey. I promise.
Then
like, I'll
just don't
sleep
say
with
the
you.
Words. Take actions.
Oh, y'all. Let's move on to two self-centered people, Joanne and Sean, who just realize that their families may not take this well.
But
what?
Yeah.
What? I'm trying to figure out in what world would you be surprised that your family is not saying congratulations.
It seems...
It's just tone deaf.
It seems very naive.
So the kids are playing video games, and they're also trying to force this family together. Like, here's a dropper in the water, instant family. It's like, I think the kids are really getting along.
I don't know if it's... Maybe it's just because in the edit, it seems like they're just doing things with the kids, and they're... I don't think... You've never been a dead step sibling, so it's just a weird thing, and so it is... I remember even as adults, like when I first met, it's like we did an activity, we went to dinner, and then like we went to a show, and it's just such a weird thing when you meet other people's kids.
I'm not questioning what the activities, what they're doing. I'm questioning when she says, well, it looks like they're getting along. You don't know anything.
Well, she's very, maybe she's been talking to too many dead people because I don't think she's on this plane.
That's all I'm saying is you can't make conclusions like this right now. Mm. You can't create an instant family.
Yes. But they're all playing games and stuff like that. But they're going out. Joey's in charge because they're going out
to a pub
with Nicole and Joanne and
Noel.
Noel.
That's an autocorrect, isn't it?
No, actually.
you just said it.
I didn't see her name. I thought it was Nicole. But with Noel, the three of them go out. I do like, they're like, it's raining again. I went, bitch, it's Ireland.
It's Ireland.
That's welcome to Ireland.
It's also so gray when they go out. They're like, it's cold.
Welcome to Ireland. So they're going out, they go to a pub.
There are pretty days, but in the winter,
My friend is there now, and the picture, it's gorgeous and clear. It's beautiful. And so they're at the pub, and they sit down. They're like, what you want to drink? And Noel says, I'm going to get wine. It's a calm drink.
So what does a Long Island iced tea do to this bitch? Does she just tear up?
She's like, yeah. Tequila makes her clothes come off, just like the song.
Nicole says, a lot of people in her life have concerns. And at this time,
I think
it's time for another Toe Reality Gaze Theater.
Reality Gaze Theater.
Did I say this is Toe? This is Toe.
I did.
Okay, fine.
You were punched.
Well,
it's
more important the way I say it.
I'm sure. Whatever. It's a poodle's world, and we're just living in it.
That's right.
And it smells like diarrhea, y'all, and a little bit of semen.
Whoa! That was gross. Take that out, Christina. Jesus.
You know what? Don't you take it out, Christina, because I keep it real.
I don't think that was real.
Or use tires. All right, let's do it.
New York edition.
Well, we're in New York.
Long Island edition. Well, I guess this is...
Yeah, we're in New York. All right.
Starts right in the narrow.
I mean, we're literally staying in Times Square. We're in the middle of it all.
We're not in Times Square.
We're
a couple of blocks from Times Square.
This is Times Square. That's what Susan
said. We're not overlooking the hordes
of
people.
We're not staying above the Gap.
Yeah.
No.
I would say we're in the theater district.
But the diner we just went to that's across the street, what's called... Times Square diner. So
maybe we are in Times Square. Fine. I'm just saying we're not looking at Elmo overlooking Elmo taking pictures with people. Fucking Mickey Mouse with his head off.
Don't get me started on those mascots that kill the realism for all those children.
Oh, all the time. The Times Square mascots are worse than the Hollywood Boulevard mascots.
The ones in Hollywood at least pretend to, they know the movie magic.
Here?
Some little kid just
went, the movie magic.
Mommy, Mickey Mouse looks like a meth addict. And they're crying and then they think it's not true.
Can we do the theater?
Yeah. All right, Poodle's playing. Who's going to
I'm going to play Sean and maybe another person.
Okay, you're going to play Sean.
I think you're playing Noel.
I'm going to play Joanne and Nicole. Or Noel. I keep calling her Nicole. I didn't write it wrong.
No shit.
I just keep calling her Noel. All right. And action. Well... Sean and Joanne, yes.
What do you need to ask me?
I just, you know, a lot of people have some concerns, and, you know, because we don't know you. I mean, so my first question is, are you a murderer?
Well, I'm not going to chop her up. It's been 3 years, so I'm not gonna do that. We've been through a lot, and, you know.
But she's been through a lot. I don't know about you. She's been through a lot, and she's built up her business.
Yeah.
You know, I'm inferring that you just want it for her money, but I'm not going to say that.
That hurts.
But, you know, I have built a business and I want to know what are your intentions with her?
Well, the future is to get everybody under the same roof.
So sorry. Hold on. I'm just getting a text from, it's Joanne's mom. Oh, getting a text. What does this say?
It's your mother.
Okay.
Is everything okay? What's the weather like? Is Joey okay? Is Jesse okay? Is everything fine? Have you told the boys you're married yet? It's your mother!
What's Ma saying? Is she stressed? Nope, she just told me there's a sale on Diet Coke at the 99-cent store, so she's going to get me some. Let's just keep going. So, Sean, you know, it's a little weird. Can't come to America. Why not? Any reason?
I have a visa problem at the minute.
You know, things happen.
I overstayed my visa. Now I'm banned for 3 years.
What?
No problem.
What do you
can't
mean?
Can't come to America.
What do you mean you overstayed your visa? What's
I
that mean?
I stayed a little longer.
You stayed a little long.
May have just maybe gambled a little.
Oh, hold
you know,
on. I'm
who
so
knows?
Sorry. I'm getting another text. Oh, it's your mom again.
Ah! It's your mother again. I need to know if everyone is okay. What's happening? By the way, can you pick me up a piece of cheddar? I love that cheddar. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What am I want this time? Is my mother bugging you? Is my bugging you? No, he just told me that.
I have more to say.
No, Janelle DeFrino's daughter died. Oh, so sad. Okay.
Did you hear Janelle DeFrino's daughter just died? I thought of Joanne. She was in school with her.
So
it was very sad. Four-car pileup on the LIE.
So, Sean, where are you going to live? Where
you know,
are you going to live
the,
here?
That's
because,
the tricky
you know,
thing.
You live in Ireland, and like, Joanne, have you thought about, well, we kind of talked about it.
We're still figuring it out.
Well, yeah,
we're still
we don't
it
know.
Out. We
don't, well,
we're still figuring it out.
But she has children. Yes, you have a daughter, so I'm not really going to talk, but you should just move over there, right?
Well, I kind of don't. The country's okay. But I like Ireland
oh,
better.
I'm so
I
sorry.
Got
I'm just getting. I'm all right. Well, I'm sorry. One last text. Oh, what am I getting? Oh, it's your mother.
And Janelle DeFrino's daughter. Yeah. She had children. Like you do, Joanne. Yeah. Those children are without a mother now. That's what Joey and Jesse are going to be like. Orphans.
What'd Ma say?
I made it.
She's not going to make it to church this week. Her lupus is acting up. All right, can we get the bill?
And scene.
That is exactly what happened. That is exactly the text she was getting from
y'all,
this woman.
I guarantee you that woman has texted Noelle 88 times.
Yes. Yes. Just constantly. Every morning she wakes up to a text in Ireland. Are you alive?
Yes. And think to bring her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Can you get me a sweater?
Get me a Celtic cross.
Later on, they're at Ardgillan Castle.
I will say, I brought it up in the theater. It is weird to me how Noelle's like, we just assumed you would come to America. And I went, but he has a kid with a woman in Ireland. Now, I know he raised her pretty much on it, and he has custody, but can he just up and take his kid?
You know why she expects that? Because everyone in America thinks every foreigner wants to come to America, and they're using the American to do it.
And he says, like, America's fine, but he missed Ireland. He missed his home. I do want to ask. You know, last week he called himself daddy and poodle. When Sean said she, quote, that Noelle, quote, went in straight with no lube.
I went somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you might have gone.
Yeah. He just kind of brought up lube out of nowhere. Yeah. And I was like, that's weird.
Yeah. I wonder who would do that on a 90-day fiance cruise.
I don't know.
All right. Let's move on.
I got to say, I really enjoy his daughter. Because she's just kind of no filter, running around going,
her.
Look, they're real birds with fake eyes.
I like her. I like him too, actually. Except for, again, unrealistic.
I did say there was a reason why he could not visit, and we found out. Yeah, there was. I knew there had to be a reason. I thought it would be something more nefarious. People do overstay their visas. But I wonder if there was something else or a reason he was doing it.
Oh, yeah. Did he overstay the visa with her? No, because he's never been over there.
They've never met.
And Sean
so it wasn't
said
with her.
And I get it. Sean's like, this is hard because we have to keep everyone happy. And I'm like, well, yes, but you wouldn't have to worry about keeping everyone happy if you had told them 2 years ago that you got married.
So he basically, they're at this, he's like, we have some news after they've been looking at this castle. And Bella like, this is like a gender reveal. And and he's like, oh, no, not gender reveal.
It's like, no, we're not doing that.
We did a ting 2 years ago. And
And he's like,
And Joanne's like, I'm just hoping the anger and shock doesn't outweigh the happiness. And I went, you dumb bitch.
This is so weird for expecting congratulations and happiness from, from this. I would go in with not expecting anything.
It's like somebody.
Or expect the worst.
It's like someone who is 15 years old that says, I don't understand why my mom and dad aren't happy that I'm pregnant.
I mean, I'm giving birth to a baby soon and I haven't got my driver's license yet.
It was like, you know, I think, you know, the reaction, that's how Beth Ann was whenever she came home with Summer One to the house and tried to drop off the grandparents. She was pissed off. They weren't happy. Well, she just showed up with Summer One.
Y'all, if you, he's referring to Summer One because there is a Summer Two, and that was
possibly
described.
A Summer Three.
I still don't believe there's a Summer Three.
But there could be one.
There, it was described in a Classless episode of
Family Chantel. I think it's called Growing Pains. You can listen
to it.
It
was
there.
Absolutely shocking. I was different.
There are
different.
Sissies who said they know the day before, and then everything felt different the day after the ballad of the summer one.
The day was different after Summer Two and Summer One. The sky looked different.
I'll tell you when we go to Sephora, Susan.
So later on, Bella just goes, "No, you're not. Where's the ring?" And I like the most relatable thing is Jesse, who's just eating. Do it. That kid eats his feelings. Mm-hmm. And Joey, the oldest, says, "You're joking, right? For 2 years." And Bella's like, "You're not married. We're not stupid." And she says, and Noelle's like, "I mean, congratulations, but no offense to Sean, but what the?
She kind of stops. She's like, "What the?" And Bella goes, "What the fuck? Actual fuck?" The kid is like, she gives me vibes of the other Bella, the one that was on Game of Thrones. That's now on the Last Stand By Me. Or yeah. Whatever it's called.
The Last Stand By Me?
I don't remember what it's called. I love the show.
That's because that's her name, Bella Ramsey.
Yes, she reminds
Maybe
me
Maybe that's
that
why. She gives, it's her actual fucking name.
She gives me that energy of Bella Ramsey. Yeah, that's what she gives me. All right.
Riveting.
And so she's like, "What the actual fact?" And Sean says, "What about a congrats?"
Oh, and I wrote, "Why are people like this?"
And they go, "Yeah, congrats, but and Noelle says, "Why? I'm your best friend. Why didn't you tell me?" And Joey says, "I'm your son.
I'm annoyed.
Why
you
didn't
tell
I
us,
know?
You tell us that we can tell you anything." And
yes, this was a great point.
And
then you keep a secret for 2 years
that
you're fucking married.
Sean says, "We know it's a shock, and I apologize to you kids." Did you hear Joanne apologize to her children? Maybe she did. I did not write it down.
We did not hear it. You hear it. And Jesse's like, Jesse, the young one, says he stops eating, and he says, "I'm not okay." He said, "I'm confused." And Bella said, "It's weird." She said, "Yeah, I'm happy, but ugh."
Well, also, the Bella, you actually see, gets emotional and covers her eyes, which is kind of hard to watch.
Yes, because she's really sad.
Yeah.
And Sean looks at her and says, "You want to go on a walk?" No, she covers her face. And Joanne said, "None of us thought that maybe we would be hurting the people we love the most."
And Joey says to them before...
"Don't pull over, y'all. Don't pull over. We're new."
So, congrats then.
Yeah, he's like,
which is a great way to end the episode. That was a very bitchy way. I loved it.
I liked him a lot. And then this episode, I went, oh.
Who? Sean?
Sean. I mean, he showed a little bit of a dickish side.
They both have love blinders on, but I don't think that they would make that excuse. But the thing is, it's a self-involved kind of love. Mm-hmm. That they can't see anybody else, which means they're not very far in their relationship because they're never really together for that long.
Even a blind pig finds a truffle. That was a good observation, Poots.
Trying to decide, and we've seen the preview for next week because she's like, "I was thinking that Ireland was going to be home base." And how could she tell her 12-year-old child that, yeah, so here's the thing. I know this is weird, but your brother, he's an adult, so he may not come with us. And I kind of want to bring you over here away from your family and friends with this guy you just met. And I'm telling you now. It's not good parenting.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I think a lot of sissy parents have already come for her pretty hard with this. And also, I don't know how she can do that with home base when her son, the dad has custody.
I mean,
partial custody.
I'm fine. Look, people live. I don't say adults don't need to give up everything for their children. But if she said from the get go that they're going to get married and they started planning, and she said something like, "Hey, so I want to see you, and you know, in the summers you're going to come to Ireland and spend the summers with me, and then be here during school." That's fine. You know what I mean? Like, that happens in family. I just threw a bag across the room, y'all. But that happened. I'm trying to say families live in other parts of the world. That happens. But the fact that you just expect to just lay all this on him, like, because this kid is thinking he's a young, you're right. This kid's going to think this is a permanent move.
And
it's terrible.
She said this is home base, which means mom's going to be here with him. He's choosing. She's choosing this guy over us.
That
and the fact that this was done at a group event, I know it was for filming, I get that. Instead of one on one,
I wouldn't have told my children this on camera.
That's the worst part. And I get it. It's a show, but y'all,
I hope it's a recreation, but judging by the reaction,
I don't think
way.
It was.
At least Bella, but I hope. Although I could see Bella being a good actor. Maybe she wasn't really crying. Maybe she was just putting her head
They're
in.
They're real birds with fake eyes.
Oh, I love that kid.
That's the show.
That's
this
the show.
This has been off the rails. Y'all.
Christina, you got so much editing
it's gonna
to
be,
do in this.
It's going to be the Poodle Show with guests next week.
Y'all, that is your toe for this week. And I don't know if I'll see you again or not, y'all. It might be the Poodle Show forever. I might fall in love with some man in the Dominican Republic. It'd be a Sankey Panky. And I'll just become an island girl. And I'll live there forever. Cheaply. And just pay for his mother's roof to be fixed five times.
So basically the schedule here on out will be Monday's shows. Will be a little bit of 90 Day Fiancé. And mostly female British authors of the 19th century.
Thursday show is going to be Poodle just interviewing guys to possibly bang.
That's true.
That's true.
Or just reading from my diary. Mm-hmm. Dear diary.
Wednesday will be just called Things Poodle's Angry About.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a whole episode of that.
Or things that I have a problem with.
Or things he's paid too much for.
Oh, my God.
You could do a whole week of that show than that. Anyway, y'all, enjoy. Thank you in advance to the people that are going to sub in. I appreciate it very much.
Subs.
And, I'm off to Sister Cousin's wedding. So until then, y'all, we're already on next week. There will not be this week. There is the week that you're listening to this episode. There is no class list for people on RG+. So no video, no watch along of the Family Chantel.
We'll be back the following week.
We'll be back the following week. All right, everybody, follow us. If you want to listen to the show without any commercials, go to patreon.com/realitygaze or realitygaze.supercast.com or Apple subscriptions. Just click on that. It's the $8 tier that you want to jump on. That's the one that's commercial free. And leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. So until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And hold on, I'm getting a text. I just got olive oil at Aldi for $8. Do you go here, Joanne? It's a great store.
Chorus. Relish.